Ezra, chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that Yahweh's word by Jeremiah's mouth might be accomplished, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation through all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Cyrus, king of Persia, says, Yahweh, the God of heavens, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has commanded me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judea, and build the house of Yahweh, the God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem. Whoever is left in any place where he lives, let the men of his place help him with silver, with gold, with goods, and with animals, in addition to the freewill offering for God's house, which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of fathers' households in Judea and Benjamin, the priests and the Levites, all whom the Spirit of God had stirred to go up, rose up to build Yahweh's house, which is in Jerusalem. All those who were around them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with animals, and with precious things, in addition to all that was willingly offered. Also, Cyrus the king brought out the vessels of Yahweh's house, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought out of Jerusalem, and had put in the house of his gods, even those Cyrus, king of Persia, brought out by the hand of Mithridath, the treasurer, and counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. This is the number of them, 30 platters of gold, 1,000 platters of silver, 29 knives, 30 bowls of gold, 410 bowls of a second kind, and 1,000 other vessels. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. Sheshbazzar brought all these up when the captives were brought up from Babylon to Jerusalem. Ezra, chapter 2. Now these are the children of the providence who went up out of the captivity of those who had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar had, the king of Babylon, had carried away to Babylon, and who returned to Jerusalem and Judea, everyone to his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Bana. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the children of Parash, 2,172. The children of Shephthah, 372. The children of Ara, 775. The children of Pathamoab, of the children of Jeshu and Joab, 2,812. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zattu, 945. The children of Zakkai, 760. The children of Bani, 642. The children of Bebai, 623. The children of Azgad, 1,222. The children of Adoakim, 666. The children of Bigvai, 2,056. The children of Adin, 454. The children of Atar, of Hezekiah, 98. The children of Bezai, 323. The children of Joroth, 112. The children of Hashum, 223. The children of Gibar, 95. The children of Bethlehem, 163. The men of Netophah, 56. The children of Ambazveth, 42. The children of Kirath Arim, Sepharoth, and Beeroth, 743. The children of Ram and Geba, 622. The men of Mimmaz, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 223. The children of Nebo, 52. The children of Magbish, 156. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Harim, 320. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Sena, 3,630. The priests, the children of Jediah, of the house of Jehu, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pashur, 1,247. The children of Harem, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jehu and Kadmiel, of the children of Hodaviah, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 128. The children of the gatekeepers, the children of Shalom, the children of Atar, the children of Talmon, the children of Akab, the children of Hatata, the children of Sobah, and all 139. The temple servants, the children of Ziah, the house of Hashophath, the children of Taboath, the children of Keros, the children of Shiah, the children of Padan, the children of Labana, the children of Hagaba, the children of Ekab, the children of Hagab, the children of Shamla, the children of Hanan, the children of Gedel, the children of Gezer, the children of Reiah, the children of Rezin, the children of Nikoda, the children of Gaza, the children of Uzzah, the children of Pashiah, the children of Besiah, the children of Anash, the children of Meom, the children of Nephism, the children of Bakuk, the children of Haftah, the children of Harur, the children of Bazluth, the children of Meheda, the children of Harshtah, the children of Bakos, the children of Sisra, the children of Tema, the children of Neziah, the children of Haphthiah. The children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Hashopharath, the children of Perda, the children of Jala, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidel, the children of Shephthiah, the children of Hathel, the children of Pachthera, Hasbaim, the children of Ami, all the servant temples, and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. These were those who went up from Talmelah, Tel Harasha, Cherub, Adan, and Immer, but they could not show their fathers' houses and their children and their offspring, whether they were of Israel. The children of Delilah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nikoda, 652. Of the children of the priests, the children of Habiah, the children of Hakaz, and the children of Barzillah, who took a wife of the daughters of Barzillah, the Gileadite, and was called after their name. These sought their place among those who were registered by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore, they were deemed disqualified and removed from the priesthood. The governor told them that they should not eat of the most holy things until a priest stood up to serve with Urim and with Thummim. The whole assembly together was 42,360, in addition to their male servants and their female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 200 singing men and singing women. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their donkeys 6,720. Some of the heads of fathers' households, when they came to Yahweh's house, which is in Jerusalem, offered willingly for God's house to set it up in his place. They gave according to their ability into the treasury of the work 61,000 darics of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priests' garments. So the priests and the Levites, with some of the people, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants, lived in their cities, and all Israel in their cities. Ezra Chapter 3. When the seventh month had come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man into Jerusalem. Then Jehu, the son of Jozadak, stood up with his brothers, the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his relatives, and built the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. In spite of their fear, because of the people of the surrounding lands, they set the altar on its base, and they offered burnt offerings on it to Yahweh, even burnt offerings morning and evening. They kept the Feast of Booths, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number, according to the ordinance, as the duty of every day required. And afterwards, the continual burnt offering, the offerings of the new moons, of all the set feasts of Yahweh that were consecrated, and of every one who willingly offered a freewill offering to Yahweh. From the first day of the seventh month they began to offer burnt offerings to Yahweh, but the foundation of Yahweh's temple was not yet laid. They also gave money to the masons and to the carpenters. They also gave food, drink, and oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea, to Joppa, according to the grant that they had from King Cyrus of Persia. Now, in the second year of their coming to God's house at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, Jehu, the son of Jozadak, and the rest of their brothers, the priests and the Levites, and all those who had come out of the captivity to Jerusalem, began the work and appointed the Levites, from 20 years old and upward, to have the oversight of the work of Yahweh's house. Then Jehu stood with his sons and his brothers, Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, together, to have the oversight of the workmen in God's house. The sons of Henadad with their sons and their brothers, the Levites. When the builders laid the foundation of Yahweh's temple, they set the priests in their vestments with trumpets, with the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise Yahweh according to the direction of King David of Israel. They sang to one another in praising and giving thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever towards Israel. All the people shouted with a great shout when they praised Yahweh because the foundation of Yahweh's house had been laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' households, the old men who had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice. Many also shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shouts of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard far away. Ezra chapter 4. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity were building a temple to Yahweh, the God of Israel, they came near to Zerubbabel and to the heads of the fathers' households and said to them, "Let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do, and we have been sacrificing to him since the days of Esar, Hadon, king of Assyria, who brought us up here." But Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the rest of the heads of fathers' households of Israel said to them, "You have nothing to do with us in building a house to our God, but we ourselves together will build it to Yahweh, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us." Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building. They hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. In the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. In the days of Artaxerxes, Bishlam, Mithradah, Tabeel, and the rest of his companions wrote to Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and the writing of that letter was written in Syrian and delivered in the Syrian language. Rehum, the chancellor, and Shimshiah, the scribe, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes, the king, as follows. Thus Rehoboam, the chancellor, Shimshiah, the scribe, and the rest of their companions, the Dinahites and the Arphaxites, the Tarphelites, the Arphaxites, the Archivites, the Babylonians, the Shushantites, the Dehatites, the Elamites, and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Osnapper brought over and settled in the city of Samaria and the rest of the country beyond the river, and so forth, wrote. This is a copy of the letter that they sent. To King Artaxerxes, from your servants, the people beyond the river. Be it known to the king that the Jews who came up from you have come to us to Jerusalem. They are building the rebellious and bad city, and have finished the walls and repaired the foundations. Be it known now to the king that if the city is built and the walls finished, they will not pay tribute, custom, or toll, and in the end it will be hurtful to the kings. Now because we eat the salt of the palace, and it is not appropriate for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore we have sent and informed the king, that search may be made in the books of the records of your fathers. You will see in the book of the records and know that the city is a rebellious city and hurtful to kings and princes and providences, and that they have started rebellions within it in the past. That is why the city was destroyed. We informed the king that if the city is built and the walls finished, then you will have no possession beyond the river. Then the king sent an answer to Rehoboam, the chancellor, and to Shimshai, the scribe, and to the rest of their companions who live in Samaria and in the rest of the country beyond the river. Peace. The letter which you sent to us has been plainly read before me. I decreed and search has been made, and it was found that this city has been made insurrections against king in the past, and that rebellion and revolts have been made in it. There have also been mighty kings over Jerusalem who have ruled over all the country beyond the river, and tribute, custom, and toll was paid to them. Make a decree now to cause these men to cease, that the city not be built until a decree is made by me. Be careful that you not be slack in doing so. Why should damage grow in the hurt to the hurt of the kings? Then when the copy of King Artaxas' letter was read before Rehum, Shimshai the scribe, and their companions, they went in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews, and made them to cease by force of arms. Then work stopped on God's house, which is at Jerusalem. It stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Ezra chapter 5. Now the prophets, Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem. They prophesied to them in the name of the God of Israel. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jehu the son of Jozadak rose up and began to build God's house, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. At the same time, Tattenai, the governor beyond the river, came to them with Shetarbozenai and their companions and asked them, "Who gave you a decree to build this house and to finish this wall?" They also asked for the names of the men who were making the building, but the eye of their God was on the elders of the Jews, and they didn't make them cease until the matter could come to Darius, and an answer should be returned by letter concerning it. A copy of the letter that Tattenai, the governor beyond the river, and Shetarbozenai and his companions, the Arphaxadites, who were beyond the river, sent to Darius the king follows. They sent a letter to him in which was written, "To Darius the king, all peace. Be it known to the king that we went into the province of Judah, to the house of the great God, which is being built with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls. The work goes on with diligence and prospers in their land. Then we asked those elders and said to them thus, 'Who gave you a decree to build this house and to finish the wall?' We asked them their names also to inform you that we might write the names of the men who were at their head. Thus they returned us answering, saying, 'We are servants of the God of heaven and earth and are building this house that was built these many years ago, which a great king of Israel built and finished. But after our fathers had provoked the God of heaven to wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldeans, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, king of Babylon, Cyrus the king made a decree to build this house of God. The gold and silver vessels of God's house, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem and brought into the temple of Babylon, those Cyrus the king also took out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered to one of those whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he made governor. He said to him, 'Take these vessels, go, put them in the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let God's house be built in its place.' Then the same Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundations of God's house, which is in Jerusalem. Since that time, even until now, it has been being built, and yet it is not complete. Now therefore, if it seems good to the king, let a search be made in the king's treasurer's house, which is there at Babylon, whether it is so that the decree was made by Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter." Ezra chapter 6. Then Darius the king made a decree, and the house of the archives, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon, was searched. A scroll was found at Archmetha, in the palace that is in the province of Media, and it is written for a record. In the first year of Cyrus the king made a decree concerning God's house at Jerusalem. Let the house be built, the place where they offer sacrifices, and let its foundations be strongly laid, with its height 60 cubits, and its width 60 cubits, with three courses of great stones and a course of new timber. Let the expense be given out of the king's house. Also let the gold and silver vessels of God's house, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple, which is at Jerusalem, and brought to Babylon, be restored, and brought again to the temple, which is at Jerusalem. Everything to its place, he shall put them in God's house. Now therefore, Tattenai, governor beyond the river, Shetarbozenai, and your companions, the Apharashites who are beyond the river. You must stay far from there. Leave the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in its place. Moreover, I make a decree regarding that you shall do for these elders of Jews for the building of the house of God, that the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, expenses must be given with all diligence to these men, that they not be hindered. That which they have need of, including young bulls, rams, and lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, also wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the word of the priests who are in Jerusalem. Let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of pleasant aroma to the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. I have also made a decree that whoever alters this message, let a beam be pulled out from his house, and let him be lifted up and fastened on it, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. May the God who has caused his name to dwell there overthrow all kings and people who stretch out their hands to alter this, to destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with all diligence. Then Tatini, the governor beyond the river, Shetharbozenai, and their companions did accordingly with all diligence, because Darius the king had sent a decree. The elders of the Jews built and prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. They built and finished it according to the commandment of God of Israel, and according to the decree of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. This house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. The children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of God with joy. They offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats according to the number of the tribes of Israel. They set the priests in their divisions and the Levites in their courses for the service of God, which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. The children of the captivity kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, because the priests and the Levites had purified themselves together. All of them were pure. They killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity, for their brothers, the priest, and for themselves. The children of Israel who had returned out of the captivity, and all who had separated themselves to them from the filthiness of the nations of the land to seek Yahweh, the God of Israel, ate, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, because Yahweh had made them joyful, and had turned the heart of the king of Assyria to them, to strengthen their hands in the work of God, the God of Israel's house. Ezra chapter 7. Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Atab, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Merayoth, the son of Zeriah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishu, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra went up from Babylon. He was skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which Yahweh, the God of Israel, had given. And the king granted him all his requests, according to Yahweh, his God's hands on him. Some of the children of Israel, including some of the priests, the Levites, the singers, and the gatekeepers, and the temple servants, went up to Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes, the king. He came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was the in the 7th year of the king. For on the first day of the first month he began to go up from Babylon, and on the 5th day of the 5th month he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God on him. For Ezra had set his heart to seek Yahweh's law, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. Now this is the copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the prophet, the scribe, even the scribe of the words of Yahweh's commandments, and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the perfect God of heaven. Now I make a decree that all those of the people of Israel, and their priests and the Levites in my realm, who intend of their own free will to go to Jerusalem, go with you, because you are sent by the king and his 7 counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of your God, which is in your hand, and to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that you will find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people and of the priests, offering willingly for the house of their God which is in Jerusalem. Therefore you shall with all diligence buy with this money bulls, rams, and lambs, with their meal offerings and their drink offerings, and shall offer them on the altar of the house of your God which is in Jerusalem. Whatever seems good to you and to your brothers to do with the rest of the silver and gold, do that according to the will of your God. The vessels that are given to you for the service of the house of your God, deliver before the God of Jerusalem. Whatever more will be needed for the house of your God, which you may have occasion to give, give it out of the king's treasure house. I, even I, Artaxerxes the king, made it a decree to all the treasurers who are beyond the river, that whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the law of God of heaven requires of you, it shall be done with all diligence, up to 100 talents of silver, and to 100 cores of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil and salt, without prescribing how much. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be done exactly for the house of the God of heaven, for why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Also, we inform you that it shall not be lawful to impose tribute, custom, or toll on any of the priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, temple servants, or laborers of this house of God. You, Ezra, according to the wisdom of your God that is in your hand, appoint magistrates and judges who may judge all the people who are beyond the river, who all know the law of your God, and teach them who doesn't know them. Whoever will not do the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed on him with all diligence, whether it is to death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify Yahweh's house, which is in Jerusalem, and has extended loving kindness to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. I was strengthened according to the Yahweh, my God's hand on me, and I gathered together chief men out of Israel to go up with me. Ezra chapter 8. Now these are the heads of their fathers' households, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush. Of the sons of Shechaniah. Of the sons of Parash, Zechariah. And with him were listed by genealogy of the males 150. Of the sons of Pathamoab, Elihoni, the son of Zechariah, and with him 200 males. Of the sons of Shechaniah, the son of Jaziel, and with him 300 males. Of the sons of Aden, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. Of the sons of Elam, Jeshiah, the son of Alamoth, and with him 70 males. Of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. Of the sons of Shelomith, the son of Josaphat, and with him 160 males. Of the sons of Bibai, Zechariah, the son of Bibai, and with him 28 males. Of the sons of Azgad, Jonathan, the son of Hakathan, and with him 110 males. Of the sons of Adonkim, who were the last, of their names are Eliphath, Jeuel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. Of the sons of Bivai, Uthiah and Zabad, and with them 70 males. I gathered them together to the river that runs to Ahava, and there were encamped, and there we encamped 3 days. Then I looked around at the people and the priests, and found there were none of the sons of Levi. Then I sent for Eleazar, for Ariel, for Shemaiah, for Elnathan, for Jarib, for Elnathan, for Nathan, for Zechariah, and for Meshulam. Chief men also for Jorab and for Elnathan, who were teachers. I sent them out to Iddo, the chief at the palace Kashephiah, and I told them that what they would tell Iddo and his brothers, the temple servants at the palace Kashephiah, that they should bring us ministers for the house of our God. according to the good hands of our God on us, that they brought us a man of discretion, of the son of Mahali, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, named Sherebiah, with his sons and his brothers, 18. And Habadiah with him, Jeshiah of the sons of Merari, his brothers and their sons, 20. And of the temple servants whom David and the priest had given for the service of the Levites, 220 temple servants, all of them were mentioned by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, and that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him a straight way for us, for our little ones, and for all our possessions. For I was ashamed to ask the king, a band of soldiers and horsemen, to help us against the army on the way, because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is on all those who seek him for good, but his power and his wrath is against all those who forsake him. So we fasted and begged our God for this, and he granted our request. Then I set apart 12 of the chiefs of the priests, even Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brothers with them, and weighed to them the silver, the gold, and the vessels, even the offering for the house of our God, which the king, his counselors, his princes, and all Israel there present had offered. I weighed into their hand 650 talents of silver, 100 talents of silver vessels, 100 talents of gold, 20 bowls of gold weighing 1,000 derricks, and 2 vessels of fine bright bronze, precious as gold. I said to them, you are holy to Yahweh, and the vessels are holy. The silver and the gold are a freewill offering to Yahweh, the gold, the God of your fathers. Watch and keep them until you weigh them before the chief of the priests, the Levites, and the princes of the fathers' households of Israel at Jerusalem, in the rooms of Yahweh's house. So the priests and the Levites received the weight of the silver, the gold, and the vessels, to bring them to Jerusalem, to the house of our God. Then we departed from the river Avaya on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemies and the bandits by the way. We came to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. On the 4th day, the silver and the gold and the vessels were weighed in the house of our God, in the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah the priest, and with him was Eleazar the son of Phinehas, and with them was Jozabad the son of Jeshua, and Jonodiah the son of Binui, the Levites. Everything was counted and weighed, and all the weight was written at that time. The children of the captivity who had come out of exile offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and 12 male goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering to Yahweh. They deliver the king's commission to the king's local governors and to the governors beyond the river. So they supported the people and God's house. Ezra chapter 9. Now when these things were done, the princes came near to me, saying, the people of Israel, the priests, and the Levites, have not separated themselves from the peoples of the land, following their abominations, even those of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, and the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy offspring have mixed themselves with the peoples of the land. Yes, the hand of the princes and the rulers has been chief in this trespass. When I heard this thing, I tore my garments and my robes, and pulled the hair out of my head and of my beard, and sat down confounded. Then everyone who trembled at the words of God of Israel were assembled to me because of the trespass of the exiles, and I sat confounded until the evening offering. At the evening offering I rose up from my humiliation, even with my garments and my robe torn, and I fell on my knees, and spread out my hand to Yahweh my God. And I said, my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have increased over our heads, and our guiltiness has grown up to the heavens. Since the days of our fathers we have been exceedingly guilty to this day, and for our iniquities, we, our kings and our priests, have been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword and to captivity, to plunder, and to confusion of face, as it is in this day. Now, for a little moment, grace had been shown from Yahweh our God, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a stake in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes, and revive us as little in our bondage. For we are bondservants, yet our God has not forsaken us in our bondage, but has extended loving kindness to us in the sight of the king of Persia, to revive us, to set up the house of our God, and to repair its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. Now, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you have commanded by your servants, the prophet, saying, The land to which you go to possess is an unclean land, throughout the uncleanliness of the people of the land, through their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their filthiness. Now therefore, don't give your daughters to their sons, don't take their daughters to your sons, nor seek their peace or their prosperity forever, that you may be strong and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. After all this has come on us for our evil deeds and for our great guilt, since you, our God, have punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and have given us such a remnant, shall we again break your commandments and join ourselves with the people that do these abominations? Wouldn't you be angry with us until you had consumed us, so that there would be no remnant nor any to escape? Yahweh, the God of Israel, you are righteous, for we are left a remnant that has escaped as it is today. Behold, we are before you in our guiltiness, for no one can stand before you because of this. Ezra chapter 10. Now while Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and casting himself down before God's house, there was gathered together to him out of Israel a very great assembly of men and women and children, for the people wept very bitterly. Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered Ezra, We have trespassed against our God and have married foreign women of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope for Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore let's make a covenant with our God to put away all the wise and those who are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God. Let it be done according to the law. Arise, for the matter belongs to you, and we are with you. Be courageous and do it. Then Ezra arose and made the chiefs of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they would do according to this word. So they swore. Then Ezra rose up from before God's house, and went into the room of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. When he came there, he didn't eat bread or drank water, for he mourned because of the trespass of the exiles. They made a proclamation throughout Judea and Jerusalem to all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together to Jerusalem, and that whoever didn't come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his possessions should be forfeited, and he himself separated from the assembly of the captivity. Then all the men of Judea and Benjamin gathered themselves together to Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the ninth month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the wide place in front of God's house, trembling because of this matter and because of the great rain. Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, You have trespassed and have married foreign women, increasing the guilt of Israel. Now therefore make confession to Yahweh, the God of your fathers, and do his pleasure. Separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the foreign women. Then all the assembly answered with a loud voice, We will do as you have said concerning us. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand outside. This is not a work of one day or two, for we have greatly transgressed in this matter. Now let our princes be appointed for all the assembly, and let all those who are in our cities who have married foreign women come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city and its judges, until the fierce wrath of our God is turned from us, until the matter is resolved. Only Jonathan, the son of Eshel, and Jehaziah, the son of Tikva, stood up against this, and Methusalem and Shabbatai, the Levite, helped them. The children of the captivity did so. Ezra, the priest, with certain heads of fathers' households, after their fathers' houses, and all of them by their names, were set apart. And they sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. They finished with all the men who had married foreign women by the first day of the first month. Among the sons of the priests there were found who had married foreign women. Of the sons of Jehu, the son of Zadok, and his brothers, Messiah, Eleazar, Jerib, and Gedaliah. They gave their hand that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their guilt. Of the sons of Immer, Hanani and Zebediah. Of the sons of Harim, Messiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. Of the sons of Pashur, Elonai, Messiah, Ishmael, Nathaniel, Jozabad, and Elisha. Of the Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Keladiah, also called Kelita, Pethiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Of the singers, Eliashib. Of the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Uri. Of the Israel, of the sons of Parosh, Ramah, Isaiah, Machshijah, Mijamin, Eleazar, Mekeljah, and Benaiah. Of the sons of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. Of the sons of Zattu, Elonai, Elishab, Matanorah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Azizah. Of the sons of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, Athlai. Of the sons of Bani, Meshulam, Makuch, Adiah, Jehub, Sheel, and Jeremoth. Of the sons of Pathmoab, Adna, Chelal, Benaiah, Messiah, Mataniah, Bezalel, Benui, and Manasseth. Of the sons of Haram, Eleazar, Ishajah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluch, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashem, Mataniah, Matanatah, Zabad, Eliphaz, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the sons of Bani, Madai, Aram, Eul, Benaiah, Bediah, Cheluah, Vani, Mermoth, Elashib, Mataniah, Matanei, Jasu, Bani, Benui, Shimei, Shelmiah, Nathan, Adiah, Machnetdabah, Shashia, Shari, Ezreal, Shimliah, Shemariah, Shalom, Mariah, and Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Jeel, Mataniah, Zabad, Zabina, Edo, Joel, and Benaniah. All these had taken foreign wives. Some of them had wives by whom they had children.